News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
€12-year-old Max O'Farrell from Colmullen in Drumree, County Meath, has ambitions to go to university, but of course before that he has to finish secondary school. He has to even start secondary school, but he doesn't have a place for this coming September. The O'Farrell family have found themselves in the situation where Max is falling through the cracks because their home is not in any catchment area, rather bizarrely. Joining us now to voice her frustration over the situation is Max's mum, Adele. Adele, you're going to have to excuse my naivety somewhat, because probably like a lot of our listeners, I assume that everywhere in the country was covered by some catchment area. You would be in the catchment area of a school. It might not be your first choice school, but it would be a school. But that's not the case.
It's not. We found out the hard way just in October when we applied for secondary school for Max. We assumed the same, that it would be kind of linked to a parish area or some sort of a geographical area between one school and another. But when we applied, we realised that we're 1 mile outside the catchment area to our local secondary school, but we're only 3 miles from the school. And so we assumed, and we actually did ring when we moved to the area and ask if we lived in the Colmullen parish where we covered in the catchment area, and they said yes. Well, it was just the secretary at the time. But it turns out they only cover half of our Colmullen parish. So we happen to be in the other half of the parish that isn't covered by the catchment area. So when we found out we weren't covered, we rang 7 different schools, the next 7 closest schools to our house. And they all told us that we're not actually covered in their catchment areas either.
Because this is remarkable, because, you know, when I heard your story, I thought this was one of these cases where someone wants their son or daughter to go to a certain school, and I don't mean to be insulting, maybe they were one of these people who kind of is looking down their snout at kind of the local school for whatever reason.
Yeah, that's what you
actually want to go to the local school, but you're not in any catchment area.
We're not in any catchment area. We can't get a place in the local school. So we have applied through normal channels to the local school, and we were told we're outside the catchment area. So I wrote a letter to the Board of Management explaining how close we were to the catchment area and that we don't cover any other catchment area at all. We're not covered at all. And that Max actually couldn't attend the local feeder school because of his special needs. It takes 2 people, for example, to take Max to the bathroom. And in the local feeder school, there is only 4 teachers. So just manpower-wise, it wasn't going to be practical for Max to attend the local feeder school. So we left him in the school that he started primary school in Castle Knock, because we used to live in that area.
Yeah.
And so we appealed to the Board of Management, and they're like, there's nothing we can do. The catchment area is the catchment area. So we then appealed to the Loudmead Education and Training Board with a Section 29 appeal, and they upheld the decision of the school. So they sent us a letter in January saying the school haven't broken any rules, the school haven't done anything untoward towards Max. He just doesn't qualify for a place. And this is the problem that we're having, is that there are no lines of appeal for our situation. So I know the school has done nothing wrong. I know that their catchment area is the catchment area, but their enrollment policy clearly isn't fit for purpose if children 3 miles away aren't getting a place. And there are children in the school that travel more than 30 minutes from the opposite direction and pass by 3 and 4 other secondary schools to get to Dunshaughlin Community College.
It seems remarkable. And just so we don't confuse people, because I know that Max, when you mentioned his special needs, that, look, once you get a place, well, then you kind of work around what's necessary.
It is, but
this isn't the issue here. It isn't special needs, it isn't a special unit.
No.
It's just literally there isn't a spot.
Yeah, we need a mainstream place in a mainstream school. Max has always been in a mainstream school. His problem, literally the only problem he has is he can't walk. It's the only thing that sets him apart from any other 12-year-old. If you spoke to him on the phone, you could never tell.
But that's not the issue here. That's kind of a secondary issue.
The issue is just not even getting a mainstream place in a mainstream school, which, if you're looking for a very specified place, I understand they're like 10 seats, but I'm looking for the same place that every other 12-year-old is after getting.
Where does that leave you then for September? Where does it leave Max for this coming September?
We have no school. We have contacted the local educational welfare officer. I've contacted Minister Joe McHugh, and I've contacted the local special needs educational officer, which is known as the Cino. And they either have sent me back a generic email saying not everybody gets their first place or their first choice, sorry, which isn't the case here. I don't have any place. Or they are not returning my phone calls, they're not returning my voicemails, they're not returning my emails. And so that's why now, like, this has gone on since October, so only now have we decided, like, I'm not a limelight sort of person. I don't like having my business out there.
Yeah.
And we need to ruffle some feathers now at this stage and try to get Max a place somewhere. And the local school is the best option, because Max uses a power chair. And so if his chair was to break down or he was to have an accident, I can't be an hour and a half away. I need to be close to him. That's why he's in school in Castle Knock, is that I still work in the Dublin 16 area. So if something was to happen, I can get there within 10 minutes. And so if we get offered a place, it's going to be the far side of Navan, because there might be places that far away. While we have to probably take the place, it's not going to be practical.
All right, we'll leave it there. Adele O'Farrell, Max's mum. Adele, thanks a million for speaking to us. Look, if you're in the Loudmead Education Training Board, the local school, or the department, Joe McHugh, Minister for Education, if you're listening, surely this is solvable, this problem.